姐妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
感谢主，我们一同来赞美敬拜我们的神。
Yeah, we're gonna do our worship today.
那我们今天要分享的经文呢，是记载在约翰福音的第四章28-29节，第四章呢39-42节的经文。
Today's scripture is in the book of John, chapter 4:28-39, 39-42.
那我先来用中文来读，然后呢 姐妹用英文来读。
Read Chinese first, then English.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切的事，都给我说出来。莫非这就是基督吗？”那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切的事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便住在那里两天。因耶稣的话信的人就更多了，便对妇人说，现在我们信不是因你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这位这真是救世主。
Book of John, chapter 4:28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days.And because of his words, many more become believers. They said to the women, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard of ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world."
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，今天是主日，我们又一次欢欢喜喜的来到你殿中来敬拜你。我们感谢你，我们本是罪人，我们本是尘土，我们本是一群与神为敌的人，是一群要灭亡的人。但是你用独生儿子耶稣基督的宝血接近了我们，拯救了我们，使我们与神重新和好，带领我们出死亡入光明，并且我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座面前，领受属天的祝福。我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们求主祝福以下正道的时间，赐给我们一个安静受教的心，我们要用你的话来敬拜你，求你用你的话来光照我们，使我们里面不再黑暗，而是被你的话语所充满，使我们里面有恩典有真理，让我们所行的与所蒙的恩相称，让你的教会是成为一个有见证有生命的教会，叫看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给主你自己，让更多的人因着基督来领受主你自己的生命。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，那这个那我们来这个感谢主啊，这个我们今天要思想的一个题目呢，就是重生的见证。
Today our topic is the new testimony of new birth.
我们知道这个约翰福音的第四章呢，是耶稣带着门徒经过这个撒玛利亚一个叫这个叙加的城市。
We know on the book of chapter 4 is a Jesus' journey. He went through a passage in the Samaritan named a city called Sychar.
那么在中午的时间呢，耶稣呢在一个井边呢与一个打水的撒玛利亚妇人来传道。
So in the noontime, Jesus came to the well, and there's a Samaritan woman who came to draw water.
那耶稣告诉这个撒玛利亚妇人在这个4:14，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直到永生。
So Jesus said to her in the chapter 4:14 says, "Whoever drink the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
那么这个撒玛利亚妇人听了以后呢，她就对耶稣说了在15节的经文，先生请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
The woman responds in verse 15, "Sir, Give me this water so that I would not get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
但是呢，耶稣他要告诉他这个，他请你把你的丈夫带到这里来。
Jesus told her to call her husband.
那么这个妇人说，她说我没有丈夫啊。耶稣说你没有丈夫是不错的啊，你已经有五个丈夫了，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
So she said, I have no husband. Jesus said, you are right. When you say you have no husband, the fact is you have had five husbands, and the man you have it is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
那么当这个撒玛利亚妇人后来知道了耶稣就是弥赛亚基督以后呢，她不仅仅是相信了，并且呢到了这个叙加城呢去传弥赛亚了。
So when the woman realized that Jesus was the Messiah, she not just believed it, but went into town and testify about him.
那这里面告诉我们一件事情，就是说一个人若是真的遇见了耶稣，他的生命是不可能不改变的。
So this shows us that when someone really met Jesus, their life cannot remain the same.
而一个真正重生得救的一个生命呢，他也不可能一直保持沉默在那里的。
The genuine born again believers cannot stay silent forever.
那撒玛利亚妇人呢？她原本是要躲避众人的，她在中午出去打水，是一个这个被人指指点点的这样一个女人。
So this woman, she come to draw water in the noontime, under the heat, is because of her shame.
但是我们看到，当这个她遇见了耶稣以后呢，她的生命被光照，她立刻呢从这个羞耻当中呢就站起来了。
But after her encounter with Jesus, she have enlightenment by the light and immediately stood up from her shame.
那么她从一个隐藏的人呢，她马上转变成一个这个传福音的这样一个人了。
And she transformed from hiding and to declare the gospel.
她不再害怕这个别人知道她的这个过往，那反而呢是以自己的过去呢成为见证主的恩典。
And she no longer fear of others would learn about her past. Instead.Her past become a testimony of God's grace.
那一个真正重生的一个生命呢，是催促着我们要起来，将福音来传开的。
A true born again life will compel us to rise and proclaim the gospel for Jesus.
那不是因为我们学过这个布道学，而是因为我们生命已经活了。
Not because we have learned some evangelist training, but because our life has been changed and alive.
那活的生命它就会自然这个呼吸会说话。
The living life will breathe and speak.
那重生的见证呢，不是口才的缘故，而是因着真正的生命的缘故。
And the testimony of new birth does not come from eloquence, the speaking, but from the reality of the spiritual life.
那我们今天要这个借着经文来分享以下三点信息。
And today we have three topics to share.
第一呢，是突破黑暗捆绑的见证。第二个
Go ahead.
OK， 第二个是成为蒙福的见证，第三个呢是引人认识耶稣的见证。
One, a testimony breaking darkness and bondage. Second, testimony of becoming a blessing to others. Third, a testimony of bringing people to know Jesus.
那我们先来看第一点，突破黑暗捆绑的见证。
And the first one, the testimony of breaking darkness and bondage.
我们看见当这个撒玛利亚妇人结束了与耶稣井边的谈话以后呢，她马上去做一件事情，就是告诉这个城里面的这个众人。
We see that after the conversation the woman has with Jesus, immediately she went to the town to tell the people.
有一个人呢，将我素来所行一切的事呢，都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗
？Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
那么这个莫不是呢？是表示他这个不是表示他这个怀疑耶这个是不是基督？这是他站在一个不信者的一个立场上来讲这句话的。他的目的呢是要吸引人来注意他讲的是基督。
So she used a rhetorical statement to draw people's attention on about the Christ, about Jesus is the Messiah.
那么。第三十九节才是他真正要讲的意思。
In the verse 39 is her true intention.
因为那妇人借着说，他将我素来所行一切的事都给我说出来了。
Yeah, he told me everything I ever did.
所以我们不要把这个前面这个问题这个问号啊搞得糊涂了。其实原文是没有问号的，是翻译的人根据自己的理解这个加上去的。
So on verse 29, the question mark is not present in the original context. It's the later on, the translated add-on because the interpretation.
弟兄姐妹，那我们看到在短短的几节经文前后呢，这个作者这个约翰呢，两次提到了这个撒玛利亚妇人说的啊，耶稣把他原来不能见的见光的事情呢，都说出来了。
So we see that in the verse, the Jesus told the woman's shameful past about.He told me everything I ever did.
那这是什么意思呢？为什么重复说一样的话呢？
Why did the scripture repeat it twice?
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道圣经当中它不断出现的话啊，就是要引起我们的一个注意。
We know in the scripture if there's a repetition, that means we need to draw attention.
就是要我们听进去。我们要知道神从来不会随便多说一句话，也从来不会少说一句话。
That means we have to pay attention. The God will not waste His word.
神要重复的意思就是要我们认真听的地方了。
So the repetition we need to pay attention.
就是证明这个妇人她不仅仅是重生得救了，并且有一个重生得救的一个见证。
So this woman not just by saving, but she also has a testimony about the new birth.
那么这个见证是什么呢？
What kind of testimony?
那么就是她这个见证呢，突破了黑暗的捆绑。
That means she broke the darkness, the bondage.
因为我们都知道，同样一个作者，这个约翰福音的这个第一章的时候呢，是告诉我们，光已经来到这个世间了，真光是来驱离它里面的黑暗。
Because in John chapter 1 says the true light that given the light to everyone was coming into the world.
原来这个撒玛利亚妇人去井边打水。是一个没有人愿意出去，这个时间出去的，因为中午的太阳很大。
Yeah, because she come to draw water in the noontime is because nobody will be around.
因为它里面有黑暗，她怕人看见。
Because she has darkness inside, she don't want people to see her.
她是怕因为私生活的不检点呢，是成为别人议论的这样一个焦点。
Because her past, she will become the talking point.
她被黑暗。被这罪呢是捆绑的死死的
，and so she was bounded by the darkness.
她是一个完全不折不扣的一个不真实的这样一个人
，so she's not really living her true life.
她知道自己无法靠着自己无法摆脱这样的一个困境
，she know by herself she cannot escape the darkness.
我们都知道这个撒玛利亚人呢，他们只相信这个圣经当中这个摩西五经的。
The Samaritan community, they only accept the Pentateuch, is the first five books of Moses.
那我们知道这个，就算根据摩西五经的律法呢，也足可以用石头可以把他打死了。
And according to the law of Moses, it's also her behavior is predestined to death by stoning her.
因为摩西五经有明确的规定是如何来处理这样的一个妇人的。
Because the law of Moses has said how to treat those kind of sin.
那么然而呢，当他遇见了耶稣以后，他完全不一样了。
But after she encountered Jesus, everything changed.
他相信耶稣是基督了。
She came to believe Jesus is Messiah.
自从得救以后呢，他完全改变了。
And she totally changed.
他变成一个用心灵和诚实为主做见证的这样一个人。
She became someone who witnessed in spirit and in truth.
那么当他这个确定这个耶稣是基督以后呢，他不再掩饰自己了。
So after she knew Jesus is Messiah, she no longer tried to hide.
因为在基督里面，在基督面前是没有可隐藏的，基督是无所不知、无所不在的。
Because Jesus is all knowing and ever present, and there's no way to hide.
他本来是来打水的，但是呢，他把这个素来这个所依靠的这个水罐子呢留下来了。
She was came in to draw water, but afterwards, she left her water jar behind.
她忘记本来她是要打水的，这现在呢是往城里去了。
She was going to water, but now she go into town.
她把她所有经历的这个救恩呢，这个毫无掩饰的见证呢，是讲出来了。
So she told everyone about her experience with Jesus.
我们不知道她留下水罐子是忘记了拿走，还是因为兴奋呢？是这个去做见证的缘故，没有带走。
We don't know she forgot her water jar because she was eager to go into town or she was just forgot.
但是有一件事情是可以肯定的。
But one thing we can for certain.
她把做见证、传福音这件事情看为极其重要的。
She would look at go telling people is the most important thing.
她留下水罐子，并不是表示她不需要了。
She left the water jar doesn't mean she don't need it anymore.
她这个认为这个现在认为传福音是件重要的事情。
But she thinks proclaim the gospel is more important.
她认识到这个基督就是祝福的源头。
She knows Jesus is the blessing.
基督所供给她的是一条活水的江河。
Jesus gave her the water of life.
因为在这个前面的经文他已经讲到过，耶稣说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，滋涌到这个永生。
Because Jesus said, whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
今天我们有的时候常常抓住自己的水罐子，却忘记了耶稣所供应的是一条这个活水的一个江河。
Today we hold on to our water jar, but we forgot Jesus supplied us with the river of living water.
耶稣是活水的源头。
So Jesus is the source of the living water.
我们忘记这件事情的话，是非常可惜的一件事。
This is a true tragedy if we forgot this.
因为真正明白这个道理的人并不是很多。
Because not many people truly know the meaning.
其实当我们真正愿意为主摆上的时候，神要赐给我们的远远超过我们的所思所想。
When we're willing to offer something to God, God gives us more beyond what we ever expected.
撒玛利亚妇人她原本是被这个罪恶所捆绑的。
Samaritan woman, she was bondage by the sin.
她远离人群。
She stayed away from people.
但是现在她主动到人群当中为主做见证了。
But now she will go into the crowd to be a testimony of Jesus.
她不再被她里面的罪所捆绑。
She no longer was held captive by the darkness of sin.
她突破了里面黑暗的一个权势。
She broken through the power of darkness.
她可以在众人面前对付罪恶，不是靠她自己的力量。
She did not do this through her own strength.
那是靠着基督救恩的大能。
But by the power of Christ's salvation.
因为圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，福音本是神的大能。
The verse said, "The gospel is the power of God."
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意，一个重生得救的人，得救了以后，是基督与他同在。
Once we have saved, is Christ with us?
哥林多后书十三章第三节告诉我们，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。
Second Corinthians 13:3 says, "Christ is not weak in dealing with you." But is powerful among you.
这个大能一旦进入到我们的生命当中，它就自然的显示出新生命的一个作为来。
So once this power enters into our life, it naturally expresses itself in the fruit of our new life.
它就非常自然的这个显出基督的大能。
It manifests Christ's power.
它不需要我们这个咬紧牙关在那里的。
Not through our effort.
重生的生命是原来这个必死的生命是完全不一样的。
And the new life is totally different from our past.
原来的生命，旧生命是被辖制在黑暗当中的。
The old life is bound by the darkness.
那么现在这个新生命呢，是完全自然的啊，能够突破这个黑暗的这个权势。
And the new life naturally breaks through the darkness.
这是我们要记得，这是一个新生命的特质。
This is the new life, the definitely mark on the new life.
因为一个重生得救的基督徒，他是活在基督的爱里面的。
Because the one that reborn is living the love of Christ.
因为圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，爱里面没有惧怕的。
Scripture tells us there is no fear in love.
我们记得在路加福音的第十九章那里。
We remember on Luke chapter 19.
那圣经告诉我们，这个耶稣经过这个耶利哥，在那里遇见了一个叫撒该的这个税吏。
We know a passage tells us that Jesus passing through Jericho and he met a tax collector named Zacchaeus.
那这个撒该呢，在那里抬头这个看耶稣。
Zacchaeus climbed up to the tree to see Jesus.
耶稣呢，从人群当中呢，走到这个撒该这个面前，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里面。”
And Jesus told him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I will stay at your house today."
他就急忙下来了，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
And he come and welcome Jesus.
那他是这样说的，他说。这个、他对主说，主啊，我把所有一半、给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
And he told Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor. And if I have ever cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times with amount."
当时的税吏往往是一群这个假公济私的贪得无厌的人群。
At that time, the tax collector were notorious for corruption and greed.
税吏的撒该有这样一个悔改的见证，这是说明了一个重生得救的一个人，他就自然而然的这样一个生命的特征。
But Achaeus show a power of testimony of repentance, which is the natural fruit of a born again life.
他不是和耶稣在房间里面说好了，我们然后我们出去见人的时候呢，我们这样讲，这个不是这样的。
He did not have a play with Jesus. Say, okay, let's go on. We say this to the crowd.
因为我们记得耶稣说这个是就是，不是就不是的。
Because Jesus has said, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
这是真实生命的见证。
This was a genuine testimony of a life.
也是主的大能显在人的生命当中的。
It also was a manifesto of God's power in a man's life.
这个大能会出现在我们每一个重生得救的基督徒的身上。
This same power will appear in every born again Christian.
弟兄姐妹，我们不是有这个罪，就是有那个罪的。
It's not like we have this sin and that sin.
有罪就有黑暗。
If there's a sin, there is darkness.
当我们接受了耶稣基督以后呢，这个大能必定在我们出现在我们的生命当中的。
But once we accept Jesus, this power will certainly appear in our lives.
是要突破黑暗的捆绑的。
It will break through the bondage of darkness.
这个突破的能力是我们不敢想象的。
This power is beyond anything we could ever imagine.
我们可能有的时候会说，这个主耶稣使用保罗这个神的仆人传福音很有果效。
We will say, well, the Lord chose Paul, and he's the very powerful vessel in evangelizing.
保罗在欧洲旅行布道的时候，他的侍奉是震动了地狱的根基的。
When Paul traveled through Europe to preach in the gospel, his ministry shook the foundation of hell.
他在这个提撒罗尼迦这个传福音的时候呢，那里的人告诉他是说呢是那搅乱天下的人来到这里的。
In Thessalonica. Chapter says, "This man who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here."
那称保罗是个搅乱天下的人。
And they call Paul is the one that turned the world upside down.
保罗在这个以弗所书传道的时候呢，整个这个以弗所呢是发生骚乱的。
And when Paul went to Ephesians, he has caused a riot.
保罗的侍奉是不是震动了地狱的根基的？
Did Paul's ministry shake the gate of hell?
那当然是的。
Absolutely.
我们在谈论保罗的时候，我们总是认为他是一个属灵的伟人。
When we talk about Paul, we regard him as a spiritual giant.
他确实是不一样的。
He truly was unique.
他是主耶稣所特别拣选的这样一个器皿。
God chose him as a special vessel.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要看见这个被人看不起的撒玛利亚妇人，一个好像生活这个也不检点的这罪人，他竟然也有这样一个能力。
But we look at this shameful Samaritan woman, a sinner whose personal life was considered disgrace.
因为这里三十九节的经文告诉我们说，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。
The 39 tells us many of the Samaritans from that town.Believing him because of the woman's testimony.
我们看到撒玛利亚妇人在这个叙加同样震动了地狱的根基。
We see this woman's ministry in the city of Sychar also shake the foundation of hell.
有很多人归向了耶稣。
Many come to believe in Jesus because of her.
这个撒玛利亚妇人在这个城市所做的侍奉，她一点也不比属灵的保罗差。
Her ministry in Sychar does not compare to Paul. It's not second to the Paul.
难道撒玛利亚妇人有什么厉害吗
？Was it because the Samaritan woman has something remarkable？
不是的。
No，
是主耶稣的大能在这个重生得救的人的生命当中的一个见证。
It was because the power of God working in her life of someone who was being born again。
弟兄姐妹，主的大能是存在于我们每一个信主的人的生命当中的。
The God's power is exist in every single believer。
我们每一个人都可以带人信耶稣的。
Every one of us can lead people to Christ.
弟兄姐妹，神可以使用你来传福音的。
God can use you to preach the gospel.
无论你是有多软弱，因为这是神的大能。
No matter how weak you think you are.
那我们来看这个第二点，成为别人蒙福的见证。
Second, the testimony of becoming a blessing to others.
我们看到这个三十九节的经文，我们来看。
Verse 39.
那告诉我们，这个撒玛利亚妇人，这个她信主以后呢，她马上去为主做见证了，去传福音了。
So after she believed, she went into town immediately to be the witness for Jesus.
那么这样一个结果呢，是很多撒玛利亚人呢都信了耶稣。
Then many become a believer.
那这里面我们看见一个重生得救的一个人呢，他第二个特质呢，他是非常积极的，这个将这个领受的福音的好消息呢，是愿意传给那些未得之民的。
So we see the second mark is that true born again, they will go into town and share immediately.
让这个人呢得到生命的祝福。
And we can get a blessing of life.
让别人得到这个永远的一个生命。
And the gift of eternal life.
这是神将这样的一个生命特质安放在我们里面的。
This is the spiritual instance that placed in us by God.
这是一件非常自然的事情，不是要用牙这个咬紧牙关去行的。
This is a very naturally happened. That's not something we have to force ourselves to do it.
那如果我们这个信主以后，在传福音这件事情上是默默无闻的话，我们应该花时间确认一下，我们到底是重生得救。
If we remain silent about the gospel after we be born again, we have to check into ourselves to see if we really be saved.
因为这个生命是从基督来的。
Because this lies from Jesus.
耶稣基督就是一个福音的一个使者。
Jesus is the very messenger of the gospel.
撒玛利亚妇人也领受了这个生命。
The Samaritan woman also has this new life.
她也成了福音的使者。
And she also become the messenger of the gospel.
我们看那些属灵的伟人。
We see this spiritual giant.
保罗也好，彼得也好，等等，他们甚至坐牢的时候，被逼迫的时候，怎么样？他们是生命被威胁的时候，他们仍然是非常喜乐的去传福音的。
Yeah, those spiritual giant, maybe Paul, Peter, others, even when they were in prison, persecuted, and their life were threatened, but they still joyfully preached the gospel.
他们在逼迫当中仍然显出这样一个生命的特质，成为这个别人的一个生命的祝福的管道。
Even under pressure, they still display their character to become a channel of blessing to others.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该知道这个《使徒行传》当中他提到的这个安提阿教会是如何被建立的。
We know in the books of Acts, the church of Antioch, do we know how the church was built?
安提阿教会不是那些大名鼎鼎的使徒，不是保罗，不是彼得，也不是约翰，而是一群这个逃难的这个基督徒来建立的。
And the church in Antioch was not planted by the famous apostle, not Paul, not Peter, not even John, but by the group of ordinary believers who have fled Jerusalem due to the persecution of their faith in Jesus, and they built the Antioch church.
他们是一群因着耶稣而逃出来的一群这个信徒，他们一边逃一边来传福音。
Even in their running away from the persecution, they still preaching the gospel.
他们传的是耶稣基督是死里复活的主。
They preach a testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他们竟然在外邦建立这样一个基督教会。
And they build a church among the Gentiles.
他们在逃难的时候，他们没有说我们是为着这个信耶稣逃难，这个为什么还要传福音呢？
When they escaped, they did not say, "We are already suffering of believing Jesus. Why should we still pressing spreading the gospel?"
如果他们问这样一个问题，是不是合理呢？
So even they ask that, is that make sense to us?
那我想是合理的。
Of course.
因为他们现在正在为这件事情受苦，他们这个还要传什么福音呢？
They, because they were persecuted for the cause, and why should they still doing the same thing?
这不是正常的一个逻辑，而是新生命的这样一个特质。
So what they're doing is not a normal human logic, but it's the urging new life within them.
他们里面有一种属天的一个生命在催逼他们，催促他们将福音这个好消息呢，要传给那些没有得着的人。
So they have a heavenly life inside, compelling them to share the good news to others.
弟兄姐妹，这个不知道我们中间有多少这样的一个有重生得救的这样一个生命，是愿意成为别人祝福的一个管道的。
So among us, how many of you are really born again, like to willing to be the channel of a blessing to others?
有一个愿意传福音的特质，是因为这个新生命的这个真实的一个流露。
The life that willing to do the sharing is because the new life, you know, the fruit of the new life.
每一个重生得救的基督徒都是一个福音的管道。
Every one of us is the channel of a blessing.
这个不是说我想传福音或者我愿意传福音的这个问题。
This is not say I wanting to do it or I decided to do it.
这是一个属天生命的特质。
This is a trait embedded in us, natural, for our, coming from our new life.
是存在于这个新的生命当中的。
This is embedded in our DNA.
这是一个新生命的基因，因为我们领受的就是主耶稣的使命，生命。
Because the life we have received is the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们既然领受了主耶稣的生命，我们要知道，我们要去行出来。
So we know, and now we have to act it out.
我们要知道这个主耶稣他是如何来祝福这个人的一个属灵的一个生命的。
We need to know how Jesus is blessing others.
这是一个属灵的法则。
This is a principle.
我们知道这个有五饼二鱼的故事。
We know the five loaves bread and the two fish.
当这个耶稣的门徒将小孩子的这个五饼二鱼呢交给耶稣以后呢，耶稣拿起饼来就祝谢了，借着门徒递给这个会众，对递给众人，众人都吃饱了。
The disciple gave the boys the five loaves of bread and the two fish gave to Jesus. Jesus gave thanks and broke the bread and gave it to the disciples. And then distributed it to everyone and everybody got fed.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道耶稣是使用门徒作为传递这个恩典的管道的。
In this story, we have to realize that Jesus used the disciple as a channel of grace and blessing.
耶稣没有这个使这个五饼二鱼突然变成一大堆食物来供给人吃的。
Jesus did not miraculously cause food to appear out of nowhere.
如果耶稣要这样做，他也是可以这样做，他有这个能力的。
Of course, he can do so. He has the power to do it if he wants to.
但是耶稣就是使用人传人的方式让众人吃饱。
But Jesus chose to use people to people transmission as the way for blessing to others.
是耶稣使用门徒作为一个祝福和这个恩典的管道的。
He used the disciples as the conduit for a provision.
那些作为这个，那些作为别人祝福的管道，他们的那些门徒吃饱了没有
？So did those disciples, when they distribute food to others, are they go hungry?
当然吃饱了。
Of course not. They fed also.
圣经还告诉我们留下了十二篮子的食物。
Later on, we see there's a 12 basket full of leftover.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们自己成为别人的祝福的管道的时候。我们自己也正在被祝福的过程当中，是个现在性情时。
So when we become channel of blessing to others, ourselves are being blessed in the process. This is a present tense reality.
我们的生命在传递当中成长的。
Our lives are growing.
我们的食物在传递当中得到供应的。
Our food was get nourished when we were passing along the food.
但是如果是门徒把这个食物留下来不传出去。那就堵住了这个管道。
But if the disciple kept the food for themselves, did not distribute to others, then we'll block the channel of blessing.
无论是传福音也好，侍奉也好，十一奉献也好，我们自己以为聪明，我们留下了祝福和这个恩典的时候，我们软弱退后，其实就是堵住了那个祝福的管道。
So when we ever evangelize serving or tithing, if we think we are being clever by keeping the blessing for ourselves,we are becoming the our selfishness and we block the channel of the grace.
我们把自己给堵住了，这是我们今天很多基督徒他是没有想到过的。
And we end up blocking the blessing to ourselves. We did not consider those in us.
为什么圣经告诉我们这个基督是丰盛的，而我们不少基督徒我们没有感觉到这个基督是丰盛的呢
？So when Scripture tells us that Christ is theFullness of God. Why do we did not feel the abundance of Jesus?
这个或许是我们自己堵住了这个祝福流通的管道。
Maybe because ourselves have clogged the channel through the God's grace.
当我们让这个管道这个流通起来以后呢，我们会看到神的恩典是上尖下流的充满到我们的生命当中去的。
But when we open the channel, we will find that God's grace pour into our lives.
所以我们看到这样一个属灵的原则在这个撒玛利亚妇人身上传福音是一样的。
So we see this principle is the same in the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣赐给我们重生得救的生命。
Jesus gave us a new life.
我们就成为别人祝福的一个管道。
We become the channel of blessing to others.
这是新生命的特质。
This is the new life, the mark on the new life.
也是耶稣祝福人的一个属灵的法则。
And it's also the way Christ blessing others.
我们倒是要借着这个经文来问我们自己，我们有没有这样一个特质呢
？So we ask ourselves, do we have this kind of trait?
好，还是说我们信主以后呢，我们是在那里默默无闻呢
？Or after we become believer, do we become silent and obscure?
我们的生活重心就从这个日用的饮食出发， 围绕着这个日用的饮食，有孩子的得失啊，有工作的收入，有加薪，有升职，或者是保住这个职位，每天的生活就是围绕着这些方面。
Or maybe our focus is on our daily necessities, our children, our success, our failure, our job, our income, our promotion, or maybe trying to hold on to some kind of position.
或者是我们已经开启了躺平退休的模式在哪里呢？
Or maybe even we think about retirement and we can lack on the spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒是没有退休的。
Christian do not retire.
基督徒是一个永远被神祝福的生命。
Christian life is the one that is forever blessed by God.
这个生命无论在哪个年龄阶段，哪个年龄阶段，生命的特质它是不会改变的。
No matter what kind of age stage in your life, the essence of this new life does not change.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道这个列王记下第七章那里。
On the Second King chapter 7,
有亚述大军呢，就围困着这个撒玛利亚城。
The Assyrian army was surrounding the city of Samaria.
那圣经告诉我们，有四个长大麻风的人呢，站在城门口。
People tell us, scripture tells us there's four lepers, they stayed at by the gate.
因为长大麻风的人呢，就是好和这个人群是要分开的。
The lepers need to separate from the ordinary people.
因为亚述军队的围困呢，他们不能退，也不能进。
Because the army of Assyrian, so they cannot go anywhere.
那就好像在那里等死了。
So they are stay there, waiting to die.
那么最后呢，他们是决定前往这个亚述军队那里去。如果死就死了。
So they decided to go to the Assyrian army. They say, "Oh, if we die, we die."
反正在那里也是等死嘛。
But we're gonna die anyway.
结果当他们到了亚述军队营地的时候呢，他们看见亚述军队呢都逃跑了。
But when they went into the Assyrian camp, they find out all the enemy has fled.
他们留下了很多食物、马、驴、帐篷等，还有金银。
They leave behind food, horses, donkeys, tents, and even silver and gold.
那四个长大麻风的人呢，在看见这个情况摆在他们面前呢，他们又吃了、喝了，并且收藏了其中的金银和帐篷。
And the four lepers, they eat and drink, and they hold on to every treasure they find for themselves.
那么他们享用完这些以后呢，他们突然良心发现，他们讲话了。
So when they finish and they enjoying the food, they thought about, something's not correct.
但是我们所做的不好，今日呢是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。
They say what we are doing is not right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace.
他们清楚地知道，如果他们只是自己享用的话，而不去告知呢饥饿当中的同胞，他们就有罪了。
So they clearly understand if they keep this to themselves and they not share with the others, they will be guilty.
别人明明是正在受苦，可能是在这个饿死的一个过程当中，而自己知道解决的方法，却这个不去讲，这就是在神面前是个罪。
So when they knew the solution to the famine, they say nothing to the others, and this is sin in the God's eyes.
雅各书非常清楚地告诉我们，四章十七节，人若知道行善却不去行，怎么样？这就是他的罪了。
Books James 4:17 say, if anyone then knew the good they ought to do.And chose not to do it. It is a sin for them.
今天我们教会为什么要在九月份我们要去发福音单张
？And this comes to why we have to hand out the tracts in September.
就是因为我们领受了这个传福音的这个生命。
Because we have inherited the new life.
我们领受了这个生命，就自自然然要活出这个生命来。
If we have this new life, we need to live it out.
我们若是不去行，我们是不是在神面前不能交账的？
So if we don't act it out, how can we give account to God?
我看到这里有的弟兄姐妹，这里身患重病都要去发单张的。
So I see people that even in the illness, they still go on and spread the gospel, give out tracts.
除了感恩以外，我还能说什么呢
？So I only can give thanks to God for them.
基督的生命是真实的，是可以看得见的。
The life of Christ is real. You can see it.
弟兄姐妹。我们信主了以后， 如果我们也是常常的默默无声，不将从此得救的这个见证分享出去，领人归主，我们会不会像这些这个大麻风的人一样的？
So if we believe in Christ and we do nothing, remain silent, so our behavior would be like these four lepers.
他们怎么说？今日有好消息的是，我们竟不作声，若等到天亮，罪必临到我们呢？
They said this is the day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we will wait until daylight, then punishment will overtake us.
新约保罗怎么说？
How does Paul say in New Testament?
我不传福音的话，我有祸了。
Paul said, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
弟兄姐妹，今天很多人追求的不就是福吗？
Isn't a lot of people look after a blessing from God?
那我告诉大家，在整个第四章当中，目前的位置，撒玛利亚妇人是最有福的。
So in the this book, John chapter 4, I can tell you, Samaritan woman.Is the one that with the most blessing.
因为撒玛利亚妇人活出重生得救的这样一个见证。
Because she lived out the life on the new believer.
她是一个有福的人。
She's the one with the blessing from God.
因为耶稣说施比受更有福。
Because God said, you know, to give rather than take.
她成了一个福音的一个祝福人别人的管道了。
She became the channel of a gospel.
同时，他自己也得着更大的一个恩典的。
And also, she received even greater heavenly grace.
我们来看这个第三点，引人认识耶稣的见证。
Third, the testimony bring people to know Jesus.
我们来看这里四十节的经文。
Let's see verse 40.
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。
So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them.And he stayed 2 days.
我们知道，当撒玛利亚妇人将见证分享给这个城里的人以后呢，这些人都去见耶稣了。
And we see that after the Samaritan woman shared the testimony in the city, the people came out to see Jesus.
并且呢，这新闻告诉我们，这些人呢，他要求耶稣住在他们那里。
And these people begged Jesus to stay with them.
弟兄姐妹，这件事情在当时是一件了不起的事情。
At that time, this was extraordinary.
因为犹太人和这个撒玛利亚人他是没有任何关系的。
Because Jews and Samaritans, they don't have any interaction with each other.
犹太人认为这个撒玛利亚人这个是不洁净的。
Jews consider Samaritans unclean.
那么这两大民族其实是有很大的隔阂的。
And they have a deep hostility between them.
但是耶稣愿意与他们同在。
But Jesus is willing to stay with them.
耶稣来到这个地方，他不是仅仅为了犹太人，他是为了愿意相信他的人来的。
Jesus did not come for Jews only, he came for everyone who believes in him.
那么最后一节经文我们看到，知道这真是救世主。
We can see the real Messiah.
那么这整个建筑所，这个见证所带出来的一个重要真理。
This bring us the truth.
我们看到这个当撒玛利亚妇人来到这个城里，他传了这个见证以后呢，三十九节经文告诉我们，这有很多人都是来相信了。
So we on verse 30 we see after she tell people many becoming believer because of her testimony.
那么也有很多人这个因着听着他的分享呢，他们去见这个耶稣了。
And many will come to Jesus to see Jesus after her testimony.
这给我们什么看见
？What can we learn from this?
我们领人信耶稣以后，我们是应该是鼓励他们认识耶稣的。
So when we let people to Christ, we need to have them knowing Jesus personally.
不是把人带到我们的面前，而是把人带到耶稣的面前来。
We did not draw people to ourselves, but point them to Jesus.
让一个刚刚得救的一个人，一个信主的人，他是要明白真道。
Well, for the new believer, they must know, understand the truth.
我们 当我们这个明白真道以后，这又意味着世界上又有很多人愿意传福音的成为这些愿意传福音的这些撒玛利亚妇人了。
So when they understand the truth, and then themselves can also becoming like the Samaritan woman and go spread the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们这个一直在有一节经文我们非常熟悉的就是《使徒行传》一章八节的。
And the verse in Acts 1:8 we have read many many times.
那么这个在这个那我们来看啊，但圣灵降在你们身上，就你们就必得的能力啊，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这是主耶稣将要升天之前，他们吩咐这门徒的话。
This is Jesus' final command to disciples before his ascension.
这是福音传递的一个路线图。
This is a roadmap to evangelism.
传递的信息就是耶稣基督是世界的救主。
And the message is that Jesus is the savior of the world.
我们应该知道这个耶稣在这个约翰福音第二章的时候呢，他在这个耶路撒冷这个接近圣殿的。
So we see that in chapter 2, Jesus in Jerusalem clean the temple.
那么接着在第三、第四章的时候呢，是告诉我们这个耶稣和他的门徒在犹太地的。
And chapter 3 and 4, Jesus and his disciples were in Judea.
耶稣的门徒在犹太地的施洗。
And doing baptism.
那么第四章呢，这里面这个经文告诉我们，耶稣在撒玛利亚是又传福音了。
And chapter 4, he was preaching the gospel in Samaria.
所以说我们看耶稣基督他一路的侍奉的他的痕迹就是他的传福音是从耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚传的。
So we can see Jesus, his route for the spread the gospel is from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria.
弟兄姐妹，这是耶稣自己在命令门徒传福音以前，耶稣自己已经开始照这个路线图开始传福音了。
So Jesus used this roadmap as his ministry.
弟兄姐妹，这里给我们看见，只有耶稣基督的生命就是一个传福音的这样一个生命。
So show us that anyone who has the life of Christ has become a gospel preaching life.
是将耶稣传到世界当中每一个角落，这就是见证耶稣基督真正的一个救世主。
And we spread the name of the Jesus to every corner of the earth, testimony that Jesus is the true Savior of the world.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你将这样一个被人看不起的撒玛利亚妇人重生得救的见证摆在了我们的面前，使我们真的是知道一个重生得救的基督徒是一个有能力突破生命的一个黑暗权势的一个捆绑。这不是我们有什么能力，我们有什么能耐，而是新生命的特质。一个重生得救的基督徒也是一个别人蒙福的管道，因为这是基督生命特有的一个基因根植在我们里面。我们在成为这个管道的过程当中，我们自己确实在不断的成长，我们不断的领受，因为你说施比受更有福。一个重生得救的基督徒的见证最终带出的是耶稣基督是真正的救世主。求主帮助我们，不仅仅是嘴上说我们是得救的基督徒，更帮助我们显出我们生命当中是一个重生得救的一个见证，来荣耀你的名，让更多的人能够来愿意归向你。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。